In March 1999, Iridium's CEO, Ed Stayano, resigned. He was replaced by John Richardson, a turnaround specialist. Richardson immediately began renegotiating supplier contracts, cutting marketing spend, and seeking additional capital. But the math was unforgiving. Even at 20,000 subscribers, the company was losing tens of millions per month. Motorola, Iridium's largest shareholder and primary creditor, faced its own dilemma. The parent company had already loaned Iridium hundreds of millions. It had guaranteed another billion in debt. If Iridium collapsed, Motorola would take massive losses. But continuing to fund Iridium meant pouring money into a business that showed no path to profitability. In June 1999, Motorola announced it would provide no additional funding beyond existing commitments. Without new capital, Iridium could not meet its debt obligations. On August 13, 1999, Iridium LLC filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The filing listed assets of $4 billion, mostly the satellites themselves, and liabilities of over $3 billion. At the time of filing, Iridium had fewer than 20,000 paying subscribers. The bankruptcy raised a surreal question. What do you do with 66 functioning satellites orbiting Earth that nobody wants? Iridium's creditors initially considered deorbiting the constellation. The satellites were still operational, but the cost to maintain the network exceeded any realistic revenue forecasts. The U.S. government intervened. The Department of Defense had been using Iridium service for military communications in remote areas. Losing the network would eliminate a capability the Pentagon valued, particularly for operations in regions with no alternatives. In December 2000, a private investor group led by Dan Colasi, a former executive at Pan Am, acquired Iridium's assets out of bankruptcy for $25 million. The purchase price was less than the cost of a single satellite. The new entity, Iridium Satellite LLC, restructured the business model entirely. Instead of targeting mass-market consumers, the company focused exclusively on niche users: government, military, maritime, aviation, and remote industries. Without the crushing debt load and with dramatically reduced operating costs, the restructured Iridium became profitable. The U.S. government signed long-term contracts worth hundreds of millions. Oil companies equipped remote facilities. Shipping companies installed terminals. The network, designed for a mass market that never materialized, found a sustainable niche, serving customers who had no alternative. In 2008, Iridium began launching a second-generation constellation, Iridium Next, to replace the aging original satellites. The new network came online in 2019. Iridium Communications, the successor company, went public again in 2009 and remains operational today, serving roughly 1 million subscribers worldwide. The collapse of the original Iridium was not a failure of engineering. The satellites worked. The technology performed as designed. The failure was in three decisions, each reasonable in isolation, that together locked the company into an unsustainable path. The first decision, to build the network, reflected Motorola's ambition and the genuine belief that mobile communications would expand globally. In 1988, that belief was not irrational. The second decision, to lock the design in 1990, was a necessity of satellite engineering. You cannot iterate a constellation in orbit the way you iterate software. But it created an 11-year gap between concept and execution, during which the world changed in ways the original assumptions did not anticipate. The third decision, to continue when early warning signs appeared, reflected the sunk cost fallacy at an extraordinary scale. Billions had been spent. Investors had committed. Regulatory approvals were in place. Stopping meant admitting failure before the product even launched, but continuing meant spending billions more on a business model that had already become obsolete. None of these decisions, individually, doomed Iridium. Together, they created a situation where the company launched a product 11 years in the making into a market that no longer existed.